Shmaitzer Shir, Tuesday night, or Yud Beis Cheshvan. Before we move on to Shmaitzer Vav Perek Dalet, which is where we're up to, I would like to go over a few points that the Milui Shmaitzer brings down from other Achronim. I think it's worthwhile. It never worked in the past, but maybe now it will work. Maybe. We'll see. In the first piece, he's talking about the business about, I mean, that an Eid Echad is not Neman by moment, even if it's again against the Chazakah, and that's the case of Aveda. That an Eid Echad is not Neman by Aveda. Okay. We're going to see, L'chora, why does the Gemara talk about Simonim and Simonim Eid Echad? That already should make you suspicious. If the Shmaitzer was right, then the Gemara could have asked the Shaila about an Eid Echad, not about Simonim and Simonim Eid Echad. I mean, an Eid Echad is not Neman. Let's say you don't have Simonim, but an Eid Echad says it's Shmerus. So according to the Shmaitzer, he's not Neman. So what does the Gemara gain? So we're going to see. We're going to see that the Gemara might be taka. There may be something added, an added dimension to the case, because there are two people claiming it's theirs and giving simonim, which would get it to them, except the problem is you have two of them. Okay. Now, so the Hodim, you give back an Aveda to Tzurim, but they're born of Tzvias Ayim. That's because he says it's his. That's not al Eider Echad. That's he says it's his, and you believe him because he recognizes it. You don't think he's lying. But if he says it's someone else's, this is a very interesting concept. But if he says it's someone else's, he's not Neman. That's what the Ritva says. But if he says it's his, so you give, it's like he gave a simon, a tamkar, saying it's his, saying he recognizes it. So that's the equivalent of a simon. That's the pshat. But if he says it's someone else's, so then he's just an Eid Echad. You know, the din of giving back with a simon is when the person gives a simon. It's a way the Torah gave to identify the owner.
See, Bilas give you that much.
Maybe. That's how I understand the point. You're saying a good shot also. I understand that the Torah, it's a way of identifying the owner. Like, you're giving a simon, so you're identified as the owner.
So that's like, how's that not a
sin?
He's identifying the owner.
That's already the Torah only gave that koach. Like that's where he what he said.
So right.
Okay. I will around the chulin that Tzadik Zion writes that an Eid Echad is neman to say that an aveda belongs to someone else, and that's the if he's a tzuvim rabbanon, and not the rabbi. The reason you only give it back to a tzuvim rabbanon, the Ram says, is because you hold the Amoris is lying. Not because the Amoris doesn't recognize, not that the Chacham has greater powers of concentration, which he does. That's not the reason that he. The Amoris also would recognize, but the Amoris, unfortunately, we feel might be lying. So he says, the Ram says when there's no Chashash, he's lying when he says it's someone else's. So the Ram says he is Neman. Anyways, he is Neman, Eid Echad is Neman to give back an Aveda. What does the Ram do? I'm just going along in the Milui Shmaitzer. So what does the Ram do with Simonim, the Simonim of Eid Echad Yoniach? If an Eid Echad, it would be Neman. So what's wrong with Simonim and Simonim? No, not the Ram. He says, in an Amor, it's only not to say, give it back to me, myself, because we don't believe him. But when he says it's someone else's, we do not chayshish him for being a liar.
What does that mean, simonim?
Two people give simonim. One person gives simonim and another person gives simonim. So you don't know to give it up. You give it to them. They each give simonim. And the Eid Echad says one of them. Why am I chuvas chem the Shlomo? That since there's two people in front of us giving simonim, it's like ikba isura. Remember good old Ikba Yisura? And by Ikba Yisura, he's saying an Eid Echad is not Neman to go against the Ikba Yisura. So by the equivalent, by Mormon, is also would not be Ne'eman, even though it's not against the Chazaka.
What was
the
case of
Ikbe Yisur? Ikbe Yisur was Ikbe Yisur. There's some semblance of Badai Issa. It's more than a Chazaka. Like, you know for sure there was a Chepso Disser here. We didn't learn it about Eidechot. We learned it about then the Rambam's Moedah that something Yisurah something derives from the Chumrah. That's what we learned it in the context of the Rambam holding that in that case something derives from the Chumrah. But he's using it here for an Eidechot, not being them or not an Eidechot, them would be Yisurah. I don't think that we had.
Two pieces of chaylev
and one went away. We knew one was usher and one went away. And the Eidechot said the other one's mutter. I know it's the usher one that went away.
He
wouldn't believe him. This Chemda Shlomo says because it's an Eidechot to neged ikva
yisura. As opposed to one piece that we just have a
suffer. Exactly right.
Finish, right?
What?
Finish, right?
It's a very big conclusion. So he says not to trust Simon and Simon, but like Ikva Yisur.
Okay.
Rav Shimon Shkok, Shara Yosef, Shar Bo, Perik Yudalid, says Avada the Ran is Modeh.
Wait, we said Ikva Yisur, we said that's like a little bit like Cheskes Yisur?
Yeah, but it's a different concept. It's not Cheskes. It's like Chazaka. It's really, it makes sense. Well, the expression in the context of saying Sofek Yerais of the Chumrah. In other words, when you have a Sofek and it's sort of Mechitasing. Not really. You think Mechitasing, the Rambam would say Sofek Yerais of it. It would be a Machlokas. Nobody would say Sofek Yerais of the Chumrah of Mechitasing. So there is a Drorah. But the Drorah is still Mechitasing because you don't know. You don't know if it ever was here. Ikbe Yisur is like more of a tzad of Issa. It's a more solid Issa dik tzad. So again, we learned it in the context that then you say something to Issa l'chumra. He is saying Eidechot would not be Ne'eman. Shari Yosher says you're learning from Shachter Ran. Avadar Ran's mode that by Dovah Sheba Momen like the Shmai say you need to aid them even if you're not being Moitzi Mali from a book. Look, Rav Shimon, but let's think of an Aveda. Let's think conceptually. Mitzad Momenus, he says. This is real Rav Shimon. Mitzad Momenus. If someone comes and says, the Aveda's mine, so we should give it to him. No one's makhish him. So he says, it's his. That's what Rav Shimon says. Mitzad Mishpate Momen, if there's an Aveda, and a guy comes by and says, it's his, we should give it to him. There's no one here contradicting him. Not the dad, but the Torah says no. The Torah says Taina doesn't get you an Aveda. You need Simonim or Edim. So then, by
and that's the finish of Torah. Svara would not say that.
Right. In Mishpat, well, I don't know. Rav Shimon has his own way of saying the word Svara. In Mishpat Dei Momen, I'm sure Rav Soloveitchik. But he got a lot of his phrasings from Rav Shimon. In Mishpatei, like a sort of a philosophical concept. He likes that word of Shimon, Mishpatei Momen. In Mishpatei Momen, it's like, it's beyond, like, the, not beyond, it's like the context or the overview of all the Dinei Momen of the Torah. It's like higher than the Dinei Momen. It's like the Mishpatei Momen.
Yeah. Isn't that as opposed to Mishpatei Nisi?
As opposed to, what are you talking about? Stop philosophizing. As opposed to just, you have the Dinim, and the Dinim are the Dinim. Shimon conceptualizes in many places in the Sefer that there is a context to everything. Doesn't it, nothing exists in a vacuum.
Well,
you don't have a lumpish ahead. I'm ranting a little. Not ranting, it's very important. And I got the same from Ravabo. There's a certain mahalach in learning that places everything in a context. When you're learning, I don't mean you, I mean make believe you're just.